Harga minyak mentah dunia kini masih lagi tinggi meskipun Amerika Syarikat dan juga beberapa buah negara cuba untuk menurunkan harga emas hitam itu. Amerika Syarikat sebelum ini mengeluarkan rezap strategik minyaknya dalam usaha melambatkan bekalan untuk menurunkan harga. Ia dijangka akan dituruti oleh China, Korea Selatan dan juga Jepun. Langkah itu selepas Amerika gagal menggesa OPEC dan Rusia untuk menambah pengeluaran di pasaran. OPEC dan Rusia yang dilihat enggan menambah bekalan itu mencetuskan oil saga antara negara kuasa dunia. Dan juga bagi mengulas lanjut, kita bersama dengan Ketua Ahli Ekonomi JUI IQI, Sean Said, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. Sean, first of all, President Joe Biden announced the release of 50 million barrel per day and also oil prices went up by 2.5%. What was the message or signal in the market? Is OPEC relevant, taking into account that it controls 37% of the global market share?
Yes, President Biden announced 50 million barrels per day release and the market went up because market did not believe what President Biden is saying, because the demand is very much there. And because there is shortage of supply, the prices are up. And as far as OPEC is concerned, OPEC is still very much relevant. And OPEC will be driving the market forces. And markets would tend to believe more when OPEC makes a statement. 2 months back, OPEC said that oil prices will stay above $80 per barrel for next year. So I think that is very pragmatic. And I think most of the market participants, they believe that oil prices are heading north. They're not heading south.
And also, Sean, can we expect another price war in the oil market like it happened last year when prices were trading at negative $37.63 per barrel on April 20th, 2020?
Najib, I don't expect oil prices to take that swing for next year, because the demand is picking up, economies are picking up, and more economies, once they open, obviously the demand will go up. So we at JUI IQI expect that oil prices to stay higher, and we don't expect wild swings in the energy market going forward.
But who is calling the shots in the global energy market, Sean? And what's the break-even prices for Russia or Saudi Arabia or even USA?
Right now, if you were to ask me, Saudi Arabia and Russia, they are the ones who are calling the shots. And when Russia and Saudi Arabia, they are making any statements, markets, they tend to believe in those statements. If you were to ask me, what are the break-even right now for shale gas companies in U.S., the break-even is between 48 and 54. For Saudi Arabia to balance her budget, it is around $80 per barrel. For Russia to balance, it's around $55 to $58 per barrel. So nobody from these players, they expect oil prices to stay lower or to go below $50 per barrel. So I think moving forward, Saudi Arabia and Russia are the ones who are calling the shots, and markets will be following their statements.
And Sean, why do you think that the OPEC plus OPEC and Russia don't want to increase their production on a daily basis?
If you see, in the last 2 to 3 years, oil market has been quite volatile. And since the opening of economies, the market expects that there will be more demand. And because of the more demand, oil prices will stay higher, because eventually all these oil exporting countries, they have to balance their budget and they have to keep it in a surplus. So I think that's a very pragmatic strategy. There's a self-driven strategy, and all countries are taking care of their interests, which is very pragmatic. And going forward, we see more and more countries, you know, exporting countries, they want to keep oil prices on the higher note.
With the current price in the market, do you think that it will further boost or push the inflation in the US or in any other market?
Already inflation is high, not because of oil, but because of the central bank. Fed has printed $22 trillion of money in the last 12 years. And because of that velocity of money, oil prices are high. Look at beef prices are up. Used car prices are up by 24%. Car prices are up by 39%. Laundry equipments are up by 15%. So I think oil prices are up because central banks have printed money. And because of central bank, look at ECB. They are revising their inflation numbers. Bank of England is revising their inflation numbers. So we at JUI IQI last November, we made a statement that we expect that advanced economies will have stagflation and they will have inflation will be on the higher mode.
Sean, share with us the oil prices outlook for 2022. Have you changed or upgrade or downgrade your call as you shared $77 to $107 per barrel? What's the premise basically behind the price?
Najib, we always make one statement. We stick to our statement for 2022. It's based on the premise that demand will be higher. There will be shortage of supply. Geopolitical risk is one factor that can keep oil prices on the higher mode. So we stick to our forecast that oil prices will be trading between $77 and $107 per barrel for next year.
And also, Sean, finally, Sean, what if I give you a scenario? First, the dollar depreciates significantly. Second, geopolitical risk. And the third is production cuts from OPEC. Do you think that $100 per barrel looks inevitable and leading to global economy, leading a global economy into deep recession?
Yes, Najib, that's a very relevant question. Most of the investors and market participants are looking at that scenario, that what if US dollar depreciates significantly next year and there will be more production cuts from OPEC, then $100 per barrel looks very inevitable, and that will push the global economy into deep recession. And as I said in your last program, I don't expect the global economy to recover before 2025.
Okay, Sean, thank you so much for spending time with us. Itu tadi Sean Said, Ketua Ahli Ekonomi GYIQI, membincangkan tentang oil saga yang kita saksikan pada ketika ini. Harga minyak masih lagi tinggi dengan pertembungan kemahuan antara Amerika Syarikat dan juga negara OPEC dan Rusia. Sudah pasti kami akan mengikuti perkembangan ini kerana ini memberikan kesan juga kepada kebanyakan negara di dunia. Baik, sekian sahaja Niaga Wani untuk jam ini. Ikuti perjalanan 100 hari pertama Kabinet Pimpinan Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob untuk membuktikan keberhasilan dan pencapaian kepada rakyat dan segala maklumat lain dalam Astro Wani.com juga aplikasi Astro Wani. Terima kasih kerana menonton Seruan Berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Najib Arof. Assalamualaikum. Salam hormat.